My Coptic Church, the Church of the Lord, ancient and strong, I wish her long life. In the early years, after the birth of Christ, St. Mark came bearing light of the true faith. He dwelt in the land, proclaiming salvation in the name of our Redeemer, Christ, who removed our sins. The Copts then believed in the Lord Jesus, and joy filled all the cities of Egypt. In a very, very short time, he abolished idols. The cross was exalted, the sign of the faith. Satan quickly rose to war the Son of God. He served the rulers, emperors, and armies. He then declared war on the sons of the faith. Deny your Christ or be thrown in the fire. Fathers, elders, and youngsters were not moved by pain, distress, nor dishonor, but said courageously, forward, no turning back, we don't fear fire, our Lord is Jesus Christ. They were beaten and imprisoned, they lived in oppression. They were burned and killed and tasted every pain. By the power of their faith, they overcame their pains and remained believing in the King of Peace. With blood and suffering, they bought the faith and preserved it for us in the name of our Savior. Let us all rise from our laziness with diligence.
Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory, forever and ever. Amen.